machinations and his palindromes. It was anything but hear the voice. Anything but hear the voice. It was anything but hear the voice that says that we're all basically alone.
Never content to sit still and make the same record over and over again, Andrew Bird is one of those artists that creates delightful music that is enjoyed by everyone from jam band audiences to NPR listeners to people who might not normally go for his slightly more mellow brand of indie pop. I fall into those latter two groups, and although I don't consider myself a member of the typical coffeehouse crowd, I do appreciate good songs. And Bird has really been honing his craft, culminating in a good album with Weather Systems, a great album in The Mysterious Production of Eggs, and now another gem in Armchair Apocrypha. For one thing, Bird is one of only a handful or two of current singer-songwriters who I consider to be a truly great lyricist. True, he gets a bit clever for his own good in few places, but his wordcraft is simply outstanding in most places, conjuring up thoughtful lines that capture the beauty, frustrations, happiness, and downright absurdity of the world we live in. His music follows suit largely as well, with songs that move in odd time signatures with interesting instrumentation, and of course touches of his whimsical whistling. One thing that's easy to notice about the new album is that guitar is used much more prominently than on his other releases, and usually it's not a bad thing at all. Opener Fiery Crash mixes electric piano, swoops of strings, some shuffling drums, and subdued vocals with dark lyrics into a gem of a song that begs for singing along.
Stars and mezzanine, jet waves and dramamine, fiends and exomachines, you are hauled into space. Two forces twisting your face, reading superstition.
Hematosis follows, and again finds Bird plumbing his psychosis lyrically, while recycling a melody from both of his previous albums and turning in a song that betters both of them. The strong opening of the album continues with Plasticities, and the song is easily one of the better on the entire release, blending plucked strings, some subdued guitar that gurgles over in places, and vocals that move from whispered to defiant. It's never rocking in a traditional sense, but like the best of his songs, it's insanely hooky, with soft builds that turn into pretty blowouts and words that lodge in your head.
For your own personal Waterloo now.
Well fine, well fine for your musicals and dying cities. They'll fight, they'll fight for your neural walls and plastic cities.
And precious territory. Precious territory, and precious territory.
As mentioned above, the more guitar-driven songs, like Heretic and Dark Matter, seem to fall into a bit more traditional structure, and don't hold up quite as well, but even then there are still some nice payoffs. In places, Bird drops to practically neoclassical, and the results are flat-out gorgeous. The minute-long The Supine could easily go on for three times as long or more and still stun, while the album closer Yanni and the Apocalypse mixes field recordings and aching strings into something that is heartbreaking. For my money, the best song on the release is the piano, guitar-driven Scythian Empires, where Bird tackles the current war with his usual aplomb lyrically, while musically backing it with understated and touching music that serves to highlight the words.
5 day forecast bring black tall rains and hellfire. While hand-picked handlers get lost to the DNC. The halibut not attaché cases are useless. While Scotch gold Macintoshes shall be carbonized. Another offering views of exiting empire.
As a whole, the album doesn't stand up quite as well as the mysterious production of Eggs, but it's still yet another solid entry in Bird's discography.